Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 5. Here we are, the fifth show in the Miles Younger podcast series, the only podcast that will knock 10 years off you in 30 minutes. I've been looking at some of the reviews and no one's yet said that's not true. I think we're doing all right. I've probably jinxed things there, haven't I? Coming up today.
We're sort of at this point where if you want to be considered real and do something real and not retouch or not wear makeup, then you have to make the point that that's what you're doing.
That's Jo Elvin, editor of You magazine and ex-editor of Glamour magazine. She was there for 17 years. She's amazing. She's not going to hold back. And today on the Miles Younger counter, moisturizing gels. I think they're really underrated. They're not just great for those with oily skin. They have a way of trapping moisture, which I'll tell you about a little bit later. And in the Miles Younger Truth, what do women really think about the way men age? But first, Jo Elvin. She launched Glamour magazine, a magazine that defined an age and a generation of young women. Now, Glamour sold more copies in its sector than any other in Europe, with a new format and a really individual voice, which of course is mainly down to Jo. Now, she knows what it takes to stay at the top in the world of celebrity. She's featured many stars on her front covers over the years. But how have attitudes changed to aging? What's real? What isn't? It was time to find out. I'm so chuffed that you have agreed to come onto the Miles Younger podcast.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me. I don't know why you want me, but
I'll tell you why I want you. Yeah. Because you know what? You have been at the forefront, really, of this industry of looking good in magazines. Obviously, it started with magazines and now it's moved on to social media for so many years, and obviously running Glamour magazine for so long. I just thought it's really interesting to talk to you about, well, let's start with talking about aging. Do you think in terms of the models and the celebrities you put on your front cover now, are people more obsessed than they were, or less obsessed than they were with looking older?
Well, it's an interesting shift for me because obviously I've just started working as the editor of You magazine, which is the supplement with the Mail on Sunday. And that's an older demographic. And what I'm loving about that is that there's a much wider category of age ranges that I can happily put on that cover and within the magazine. I think that what I did notice when I was at Glamour was an emerging obsession with younger people being more obsessed with aging and being more obsessed with looking into anti-aging techniques, anti-aging products. And I don't have any hugely insightful answers on that. I'll tell you that now. You should have done a research call, because I don't know.
I'll tell you what I was thinking it is as well, is that, like, when you get a point in the mirror and you go, do you know what, it doesn't matter now, and actually these lines, I can't do anything about it now, so I'm just gonna have to suck it up and embrace it. And that's what brilliant people, like, for example, I'm trying to think of a great example of this. I don't know. Even someone like Helen Mirren is doing, by doing a no makeup selfie and go, this is how I am.
The thing is, people like Helen Mirren, absolutely, she looks phenomenal. But she had phenomenal genes to begin with. So I love looking at women like that, and I love putting women like that on our covers, but that's not the reality for most people. So most people know that when they age, they're not going to look like Helen Mirren. I didn't look like Helen Mirren does now when I was 20. You know, it's just, I want to be part of that vanguard of showing a wide range of ages. And we absolutely did try to do that on Glamour, but obviously the demographic was a mid-20s target reader.
Yeah.
But on You magazine, we can be broader.
Let's talk about someone then more accessible who I love to bits, and that's maybe someone like Lorraine Kelly, who I know you've just put on the cover of
Yes.
New Magazine.
Yeah.
Now again, there is someone who's in her late 50s now who Yeah. I think looks amazing and is aging really well.
Well, she looks better now, and she will freely admit, she actually discussed it in the interview, she looks better now than she did in her 20s and 30s. Not that she, you know, she's always been gorgeous looking, but she's somebody who came late to confidence, and confidence in the way she looks and in the way she carries herself and dresses. And I think that if you can crack that code for yourself, it doesn't matter what, you know, whether you've got wrinkles or you haven't got wrinkles, or you're a bit bigger than you were 10 years ago. And I think that that's, personally, I look at people like Lorraine to set those goals for myself, because you do. I'm 48, and I'm definitely at the age where I look in the mirror and my face has changed. You know, it's changed from it has 10 years ago. I sort of like don't spend a lot of time dwelling on old photos, because you do, you look different. But
that isn't Facebook terrible for that?
Well,
oh,
yeah.
That horrible. Here's a photo of you 10 years ago. You're like, I didn't want to see that
and
today.
And you know, and I didn't appreciate that. Yeah. I actually looked quite good 10 years ago.
Yeah, true.
But it's, I don't know. So I am really inspired by women like her and people like Davina McCall. I'm really inspired by, who are just, without being crazy about it, just trying to be the best version of themselves. And I think that that's just so important as you get older, just to, if you look after yourself, it's not just a vanity thing. It means that you can sail into your old age, hopefully, with the activity and the fitness so that you can enjoy that later life. And that's what motivates me.
But, and we say all that, but then you will know from your industry, having worked in it, that photographs are touched up, photographers do it, models insist, some of them, some celebrities insist,
yeah,
some don't. Some it's just done anyway. We've said all that, but yet it exists. And actually sometimes on young-looking, almost perfect models anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that about celebrities and models and sometimes photographers insisting.
I've had it done to me without asking.
There's a whole,
which I think is a bit of an insult.
There's a real vicious circle of things going on there. I've had photographers over-retouch cover pictures for me, and I've had to say, mate, it looks like a painting. We've got to...
A mannequin.
We've got to take it back a bit. And they say, if you do that to me, that star's publicist will never hire me to work again. So you've got to unpick all of that as well. What I think, there's good and not so good things about social media. What I think has been really great about social media is that everybody's so much more accountable. So I noticed a few years ago that people started to realize that, oh my God, if we really go to town with the retouching on this, everyone's just going to point the finger. Everybody's going to talk about it. So you have to, it made you more mindful of how that's going to be viewed and if it's going to look too false. But then I have had situations where I've deliberately not done retouching, and you still get people on social media going, oh, I can't believe how retouched that looks. I was like, I didn't do a thing to it. You know, we lit it. We put some makeup on her. We put her in something that suits her body shape, but we didn't retouch it.
And is that because we're all obviously so sensitive to what people are going to say about us on social media, or what TV celebrities or models
feel? Of course it is,
But then is that now leading the agenda to what goes into all press publications, because that's what they're worried about?
Well, I think it's interesting. We're sort of at this point where if you want to be considered real and do something real and not retouch or not wear makeup, then you have to make the point that that's what you're doing. And then everybody's like, oh, applause. But if you just put out a picture that wasn't lit the best, or she didn't have enough mascara on, or, you know, yeah, we didn't retouch those zits or those bloodshot eyes, and you didn't say anything,
There'd be a hoo-ha.
There's a social media backlash. So I think that the public has to have some accountability in this equation as well and think, well, you know, why am I judging it that way? Am I so brainwashed to only see one thing as beautiful? And, you know, we all have responsibility in that. But I think sometimes it does feel like when you don't retouch something and you don't make a big song and dance about it and everyone gets upset because she looks ugly or not the way you normally see her, then you can't win for trying.
It must have been really hard surrounded by all that perfection all the time when you're working in your business where, literally, as you said, people are obsessed with it still, clearly. That's hard, isn't it?
I think that you tend to look at it like maybe a gynecologist looks at a vagina. It's just, do you know what I mean? It's just like, here's another one. It doesn't have the same... I used to joke about it, but it's true.
Well, they're not wrinkle-free.
Well, no, let me tell you. But I used to joke, and it's true. There are people who say that they feel bad after looking at models in a fashion magazine. Yeah. I feel bad about my life when I look at an interiors magazine. So that's kind of like my sort of like self-esteem issue. But no, it's like you just tend to look at it as, and that's why, unfortunately, you know, I have on the odd occasion made the mistake of somebody will write to me and say, I think that catwalk model you put in was too thin. And I'd go through the pages and I'd think, God, she is quite thin, but I literally only looked at the clothes. I just looked at that outfit to go, yeah, that's the right outfit to demonstrate this story. And I was like, I stopped seeing the model. And I mean, that's a hard thing to admit, but it's that's what happens.
Blimey. Yeah. What about guys as well? Because, I mean, I've been doing some work with guys now, and they are becoming more aware of this stuff. Now, it's a fact that they are. I'm just wondering whether that actually is a good or a bad thing. Because actually, guys have been let off the hook for quite a few years, haven't they?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't want that to turn into, you know, men get judged as well. I'd rather it became a thing where...
We've had to put up with them for so many years.
Well,
so it's time
why don't, instead of like piling it all on them, why don't we just pile it off everybody?
Yeah. But also, what men will never admit is that their self-esteem, just like a woman's self-esteem, is often connected to how they feel they're looking.
Yeah.
And I say how they feel they're looking because it all comes from inside, isn't it? So when we look in the mirror sometimes, you know, we'll always notice the bits we don't like. And we've always thought of that as a traditionally a female thing. But guys do it as well. They just don't like to admit it. And it does mean if they change it, then their self-esteem goes up too.
Yes, but that is also why it tends to be men. If you tweet anything or put anything on social media about fashion and, you know, typically women's interests, they're the first ones to start sort of like really slagging it off and telling you that, you know, you should be tweeting about Syria and, you know, and all this sort of thing. But it's like, I've lost my thread. But
it's men who you were just talking about.
Yes, that's right.
Criticizing first.
So it's almost like they're pushing it away before it can reject them. So if they pretend they don't care about it, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it, you know, I know that the transformational power of just feeling like you're presenting your best self, I think it can have an impact on all sorts. Let me look at Queer Eye. Mm. Have you been watching that on Netflix?
Love it. Yeah, of
and
course.
It's just, you know, to call it a makeover show does it such a disservice because it really showed me how many lost men there are and just what improving those tiny little pockets of their life can have this significant impact. I found it so moving. I cried in every single one.
Oh, she's just getting warmed up, that Jo Elvin. Trust me, more from her. And we're going to take a look at moisturising gels in just a bit.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems,
but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, welcome back to the Miles Younger podcast. We're back with Joe Elvin in just a second, but today on the Miles Younger counter, we're taking a look at moisturising gels. These are really underrated because we all think of creams and oils, and they're not just great if you've got oily skin. If you want to give your skin a break from heavy creams and makeup, or for guys, maybe if you've got facial hair, you know what it's like when you put a moisturiser on, it just all looks a bit gooey and horrible. Gels are a brilliant way of doing this and not looking like you've got greasy skin. First up, Declior Aroma Solutions Energizing Gel. It's 40 quid. It's quite expensive. It's had amazing reviews. It supplies, according to them, the deep tissue with the active ingredients necessary for the reconstruction of natural collagen. Now, being a gel, the thing is, it is absorbed easier because it's moisture-based rather than oil-based. And the tendency with a lot of oil-based moisturizers is they just sit on the surface of the skin. If you're looking for a cheaper product, Simply Beautiful Collection Propolis Skincare Gel. Really great if you've got sensitive skin, prone to rashes. The Propolis soothes and hydrates without leaving a sticky residue behind, and it's £19. Right, let's get back to our chat with Jo Elvin. She's the editor of You Magazine. She's worked with them all. Coming back to where we started in terms of aging, self-care and aging are linked, because at the end of the day, it's not just about leaving it to the last minute and going, oh, what am I going to do? Quick, go and do some Botox or whatever people want to do, and that's fine. But actually, self-care throughout your life in all aspects is what is going to make you feel and look the best for your age. So actually, all these things are helping us look, I think, and hopefully more in the future, a lot better for our age.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that we need to take away this idea that any of that is only linked to vanity.
Yeah, exactly. It's not vanity. It's kind of it's maintenance. With guys, I always go maintenance because it sounds like a man word.
Yeah.
You know, but actually, it's true. What, especially guys? No, guys don't want to be seen as vain, even though a lot are.
Yeah, of course. And I think we all, you know, we all have a bit of vanity. Of course we do. But you know, I ended up, oh God, it's a really embarrassing story that I should stop telling. But I fell over on the street a few years ago, hit my head so badly that I ended up in shock and ended up in an ambulance, and I was sort of like lying there in head blocks freaking out, and they sort of like took my blood pressure and all my vitals, and they're like, God, your resting heart rate's amazing. It's like, do you work out? And I was like, yeah, quite a lot. And it's things like this that that'll save your life one day, you know. Yeah. And it's, you don't realize all of those internal benefits that you're giving yourself that give you hopefully a longer active life.
And it's weird because I think everyone wants, look at diets, everyone wants that miracle cure and that easy step, and people, we know it doesn't exist. We know it doesn't exist. And I think people, I'm hoping, will eventually come to see the same with looking good for your age, because that's what it's all about. And actually they'll go, you know what, it's only a few little simple things I have to keep doing throughout my life and I will look better. Because I think, you know, despite what we say, despite the fact that we say it doesn't matter, we're all going to be working for longer. Whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know. But we'd like to think that we're working for longer. And we all want to look vibrant and we all want to be part of the team.
Yeah.
And we all want to feel that we're looking great for our age.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes, exactly. And I mean, my only thing is I've always been lucky that I've never really had to watch my weight. But as I get older, I find that things are more sluggish. But as my two tenets are, just one, don't eat shit, and two, move. And
exactly. That's move it. Is my thing. And I walk, and it sounds all, I'll walk around and I'll see people and they'll be walking slowly, and I'll just think to myself, if you doubled that pace of walking, then actually you're burning twice the calories. Now that sounds like a really daft thing to say to someone,
because they're too busy looking at their phones.
Well, that's
the problem. That's my hugest
problem.
Yeah.
But stuff like that's so simple, and yet you'll burn twice the amount of calories than you would have burned. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, happy days.
Yeah.
It's little things like that that make a big difference. Do you think we are going to continue on this path now of people sort of wanting to, at 60, 70, suddenly going, do you know what? I now look like I'm in my 50s. Do you think it's going to keep going further and further and further? Or do you think at some point people are going to go, stop, this is enough?
I don't know, but I think certainly at the moment it feels possible to live a very long life. So I think that, yes, I think people are only going to be more and more obsessed with the way to do that and the way to stay active for, you know, for the very practical reason that you mentioned, that we all have to keep working. Mm. We're all living longer. We may as well be able to, hopefully we can have a quality of life in that longer life. And, you know, love it or hate it, the whole visual world that we live in of social media is not going away.
And it's more sexualized as well. Yeah. And I know that sounds, you know, but you'll put people like, say for example, Lorraine on the cover. Now, yes, she's an older woman, but she's an older woman that is sexy and alive, and she's going to appeal to people who like to see that image.
Yeah.
Whereas you maybe wouldn't have put a woman on who was that age who didn't have that kind of allure.
Well, I don't know, actually. I think it'd be interesting to test that. I think there are definitely people who I could think of and think, oh, but, you know, I know that everybody loves her. So I wouldn't, I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah. It's hard to mention
yeah.
names, obviously.
Yeah, 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 because then they'll
well,
be like,
yeah, but you like, thought well, we weren't sexy.
Yeah, but it's like, okay. What's wrong with me? But,
I know,
yeah.
Okay, I'm just, this, the whole, I'm just thinking the
but,
whole
But of course,
area
magazine
of,
covers
magazine
are supposed
sales.
To look good.
They're
yeah.
supposed to,
yeah.
And there's that allure, there's that feeling of, I want to be like you, otherwise
yes.
you wouldn't have them on the front cover, would you?
Yeah, and, you know, for some reason that attracts a lot of sort of guilt and shame, but it's true.
Well, we all need role models.
We are visual creatures.
And we all need role models, don't
yeah.
we? For whatever. Yeah. And role models in aging is actually a good thing, I
yeah.
think. As long as they're the right role models. I'm not talking Joan Rivers. I'm talking
well,
Lorraine
you know,
Kelly.
The thing is, yes, I mean, Joan certainly was very unashamed in how far she went with the surgery.
I love Joan Rivers, to be fair.
But I think I would have put her on the cover because she's just such an amazing... I just love
yeah,
her.
No, I agree. Yeah. I just don't know whether... you know, I just... When I look at things, obviously, and I admire people who go, you know what, I've had surgery. I think that's a big thing. If you can admit you've had surgery, Botox... What annoys me is when people will go... They'll say, everyone will go, you look fabulous. And they'll say, oh, well, thank you. I'm just eating healthily.
Yeah, it's, well,
and
or
it's not.
Even worse. Oh, God, I live on pizza and I never exercise.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
But they've had like injections of Botox. So, yeah. You know, there's an honest conversation that needs to be had. And you must have that situation where you'll read an interview and you'll think, well, I clearly know that there's more going on here.
Yes.
You have to publish it, do you? Or you just take that bit out or just push
it? It
hard.
Depends what it is, but I think that, you know, I can't change somebody's words if that's the way they want to present themselves.
Yeah.
That's the way they do. But what I also don't like is this kind of, aha, I got you. I don't like people being made to feel guilty about all that stuff either.
True.
Particularly people in the public eye, because they're living such a double-edged sword of a life, and that, you know, if they look terrible, everyone goes, ugh, doesn't she look terrible? But if they... are really like working hard to not look terrible, it's like, well, whisper, whisper, well, she's had this done and that
yeah.
done. I mean, so how do you win, you know?
True.
Yeah.
I always just like to think, though, that actually at the end of the day, you know, some of these people have had major work done, which costs a lot of money. Botox isn't cheap. I mean, people have it, but you've got to have it for a long time. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, for someone who obviously is living their life with maybe a regular job and they can't afford to have all that done, that's why sometimes I think there needs to be an honesty, because
yeah.
you're aspiring to something that you think is achievable in your world, but actually it isn't, because it's cost a lot of money. And
yeah.
that's what I find difficult.
But I think that, I don't know, am I wrong? That I think when someone's sort of like getting to my age and older and they look 25...
Then everybody knows.
But I also
alarm bell should ring.
And I always say to my friends, and you know, my daughter is like, but you know, those people that you know and that you see on television and social media, that's literally their job, to look good. We don't have to do that. We, you know, people will still hire us, wrinkles or not wrinkles. You know, it's like, we don't have to get the magazine covers. We don't have to get the film roles. It's a completely different thing where, you know, it's your job to go to the gym and work out and have a tight bum. You know,
yeah,
it's not my job.
It's true. No,
yeah.
It's true.
yeah.
But to be fair, you know, you're not doing too bad considering.
Well, I'm trying. I'm sweating right now in this studio. I think we've both lost
yeah,
a stone.
We have. Do you know what?
Yeah.
It's been an absolute joy. Thank you.
Thank
it's
you
just really
me.
Interesting hearing from your point of view, of someone who's worked in the industry for so long, where we're at the moment, and hopefully where we're going to go. And I'm hoping we're going to get to a better place of people being a little bit more honest and a little bit more self-care going on.
And just knowing the reality of everything.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Knowing
yeah.
the truth, being a bit
yeah.
more savvy.
Yeah.
I think one thing I take for you is people just need to be a bit more savvy. They need to know the game and don't take everything as read. When you look at an image, when you look at an article, just
except in New Magazine, where it's all 100% true.
Obviously, New Magazine, everything.
Excuse me. Yeah.
That's the only place you go for the truth.
That's Jo Elvin. I really enjoyed chatting to her. Such really interesting stuff in there. She does her own podcast, Is It Just Me?, which is hilarious. They always have top guests on there. So you might want to check her out on there. And of course, don't forget, she's editor of You Magazine, which is part of the Mail on Sunday, out every week. In the Miles Younger Truth this week, what do women really think about how men age? Well, you've heard earlier what Jo thought. I joined a group of ladies on a night out to see Forbidden Nights. This is a male strip show, so they weren't going to hold back. And I had to find out what they thought about the way that men age.
Seen the boys before?
No, not these particular boys, but I do take a keen interest in arts and culture, so, you know.
What about men in general? Do you think they spend enough time looking after themselves?
I don't know. Probably half and half, I would say.
I think men have the luxury not to bother, because the more rusty they look, the more sexy they are. So when you grow the beard and you don't shave, that for me is more appealing than actually someone who's a bit too prim and proper.
I mean, it depends on each individual. If they want to, yes, of course, and if they don't want to, it's fine as well.
Yeah.
So as long as they feel good, it sounds really cheesy, but I think that's it.
Yeah.
But you know, like, it's appreciated that they take care of themselves.
So you prefer it if they would, but you wouldn't make them do it if they didn't want to. The boys you're about to see on stage tonight are very fit, they're very well groomed, they look after themselves.
Yeah.
Not all men are like that, are they?
No. But then you don't want a man like that in your life, do you? They spend more time in the mirror than you do. And that's not it's not real life, is it? So it doesn't
matter. A really good point, isn't it? Because you don't want that, but do you sort of want them to take a bit of care of themselves?
Yeah.
But what about if they let the nostril hair grow and the ear hair maybe grow and they were starting to go a bit grey in all the wrong places?
Then we'd have to have a conversation. And it's going to be removed.
Oh, some brilliant comments there. Hopefully, if you're a guy, you'll have learnt a lot. And if you're a woman, you'd have thought, yeah, I'm spot on. Those women know what they're talking about. Or maybe not. And if so, please feel happy to leave it in the review section. Don't forget, if you rate or review the podcast, you'll go into the draw to join me for our How to Age Well retreat at Champneys in Tring, which will just be, well, you'll just have a really nice, restful time and you'll just learn lots and you'll go away, hopefully, inspired to look younger for longer. That's it. See you next time.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.